God honors faith.
Well, the other day, James was downtown, down here at a little coffee place and convenience store, whatever, and there was four, five, or six men sitting over at a table, and they were talking about this radical guy we got in this town by the name of Thurman Scrivener. James couldn't stand it. He gets up and goes over and says, "What about this radical Thurman Scrivener?" They said, "This guy teaches stuff that ain't true." He said, "Now, I know all these guys are members of the Church of Christ. They all belong to the Church of Christ." He said, "Guys, you see that hand?" "Yeah." He said, "This radical guy, years ago when that hand was broken, he prayed for that hand, and instantly God healed that hand." He said, "All I got to say about this radical Thurman Scrivener, we need 1,000 more of him, Justin, just like him." Now see, that's supposed to be you and me, right? Did God give me this power all by myself? No, he did not. He gave this to the church. And you remember that church? This power belongs to you. But he says, and is not this the carpenter? And then he says, but Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country. Let's see what happens in 5 and 6 because of this. And he could. Now look at this. And this is Jesus. And Jesus could there do no mighty work except save that he lay his hands upon a few sick folks and heal them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went around about the village teaching. Why do you think I teach you 3, 4, 5 hours before I pray for you? So I'm trying to get you to get it. I'm trying to get your faith up. I'm trying to show you what causes sickness and it's sin. And you got to get rid of that sin. And if you get rid of that sin and these astounding teachings that I get from God's Word that some of you have never heard before in your life, I mean, this little lady up here on the front a while ago told me at the break, she said, "I've been in church all my life." She said, "I come out of the Baptist just like you do. But then I went to Hillcrest and I began to learn things about the Holy Ghost." And she said, "Then I come here today and it's like a brand new world. I'm seeing things in my Bible and right there it is. It's in there," she says. Isn't that amazing? That all this is in there. God's Word is awesome. So now then, if Jesus couldn't do any mighty works, if you are in unbelief, guess what you're going to get from God today? Nothing. Absolutely right. Nothing. Now, if you believe that these promises are for you and you repent of your sins, guess what he's going to do for you? Everything. Whatever you ask. That's right. Ain't nothing hard for God. I mean, just like that story that somebody said they listened to. Whenever I prayed for Dr. Gary Young, it's been 4 years ago, I guess it was, 2005, I think it was. Dr. Gary Young, a doctor from Salt Lake City, Utah, had fell out of a tree in the mountains of Idaho, and he had fell 35 feet. The top of this building is only 22 feet to the peak, but he fell 35 feet to the ground and crushed his whole lower back. They carefully him out of the mountains on Tuesday and took him down a CT scan on him and said, "There ain't nothing they can do. Your back's crushed." So they sent him home. He's laying at home next Sunday, and he's watching some of my DVDs. And he calls an elder in this church that gave him the DVDs and said, "Do you think that I could get Thurman to fly out here and pray for me tomorrow on Monday?" He said, "Well, I'm sure you can. I'll call him." So it was after church on Sunday evening, and he called. He knew my wife's phone number. He didn't know my cell phone number, so he called Cheryl's number, and Cheryl asked, "Would we go to Salt Lake tomorrow to pray for this Dr. Young?" I said, "Of course." I said, "But no problem." I said, "Before we go," I said, "have him call me. I want to talk to him tonight before we go tomorrow." So they made the reservation for Cheryl and I to go to Salt Lake City, Utah. At about 10 o'clock, Cheryl and I had left the restaurant, and we were going by the post office to get the mail. And if we were over to the post office, my phone rang, and it was Dr. Young. I said, "Dr. Young," I said, "what kind of shape are you in?" He told me. I said, "Are you in pain?" He said, "Thurman, I'm in excruciating pain." I said, "Now, the Jesus I love and the one I serve, he loves you so much, he made an awesome promise in his word, Mark 11:23. I want you to see this promise. He didn't write this just to me. Because of her unbelief, he could do nothing. Do you want to get rid of your unbelief? You don't want unbelief. You want unbelief out the window, right? You want to get belief in your heart. Look what happens here, Mark 11:23. "And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith. Now that's a more true statement the way I said it the second time. If you have the God kind of faith, these are the kind of things you can do. For verily, I, Jesus, say unto you that whosoever, are you a whosoever? I am. You have to read the Bible at face value. Whosoever, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt but only a little bit. How much doubt can you have? None. See, this is critical, isn't it? You shall not doubt. So I pray for you and I say, well, you believe you got healed? Well, yeah, I really believe. I said, good. They said, because I'm going next Thursday to a doctor's appointment, and if the doctor checks me and says I'm okay, then I know I'll be healed. Forget it. You ain't going to get nothing from God. You ain't going to get nothing. I mean, you just ain't going to get it. There ain't no faith in what you just said. Nothing. So, whatsoever you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Is that an awesome promise? Yes. Who's that to? Whosoever. Are you a whosoever? Yes, I am. I'm a whosoever, and I believe God's word. So I told Dr. Gary Young, I said, Doctor, I said, Jesus made me an awesome promise in Mark 11:23. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, since this man's in excruciating pain, I know you don't want him to be in pain. So I'm going to use my faith, and I believe Mark 11:23. I said, Father, I ask you to do a supernatural healing on this man's back in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's done. I said, we'll see you tomorrow. I said, well, you can tell me your praise report when I get there. I hung up the phone. We drive down the road about a mile. My wife here, Cheryl, she looks over at me and she says, what do you think? She was driving. I was talking. She said, what do you think about him? I said, no problem. He'll be healed before we get there. Now, do you hear any faith in that brother?
I hear a lot of faith in that brother.
I mean, he only had a crushed back. Impossible for the doctors to fix. But how big is your Jesus? How big is your Jesus? Is he big? Is he powerful? Is anything hard for our God?
No.
He honors faith. And so I told her, I said, no problem. He'll be healed before we get there. We get home, unload the car 15 minutes later, my phone rings. Thurman, this is Dr. Gary Young. He said, praise God. The minute you prayed for me, my pain went away. He said, I scooted over to the edge of the bed. I put my feet down. I could stand up. I could walk. He said, I walked up and down the stairs. Then I picked up my five-year-old son, carried him up and down the stairs. He said, I am already completely healed. He said, praise God, I'll pick y'all up at the airplane myself tomorrow. And he did. And he picked us up at the airplane tomorrow. What kind of God do we serve? Awesome God. Oh, is that... What a God we serve. That's a title. See, I mean, does this verse really work? Somebody said, well, I've been in church all my life, and I ain't never heard nothing like that. I ain't never seen it. Well, you ain't never believed. You've never believed. Unbelief. Somebody said, well, I'm sick and afflicted, and I'm having all kinds of problems. You need to get rid of your sin and believe the promises of God. Is that an awesome statement right there? Mark 11:23. Can anybody get healed? Did he say Bob or Susie or Jane or Thurman or Jack there? Who did he say? Whosoever. He's no respecter of persons, is he, young lady? No. See, but you got to believe him, don't you? With how much doubt?
No doubt.
No doubt. You know, every time I start to pray for somebody with something like that, there's this really supernatural enemy that's very good at what he does. And he always whispers in my ear, but what if you don't do it for you this time? You're really going to look like a fool. You hear all them wild statements you're making? Now let me tell you, I know my God, and I know what he can do. And I know there ain't nothing hard for him. And I know he made the devil. Somebody said, where'd the devil come from? Well, it's real simple. All things were made by him and for him, and nothing exists, whether it be thrones or principalities, whether it be visible or invisible. All things were made by God and for him, and without him, nothing exists. Who made the devil? Who made everything? God. Yeah. So when he makes something, he don't make no junk, does he? When he makes an adversary, the devil, hey, he makes a good one. He really makes a good one. He makes good stuff. He ain't hard. He's very difficult to overcome. Oh, God didn't make him simple so anybody could just push him out of the way. He made him tough, and he made him smart, because he's raising up a church of overcomers. And he said to all of you that overcome, Revelation 3, to you that, he said, I was an overcomer, and my Father let me sit with him in his throne. So all of you that overcome on earth, I will allow you to sit with me in my throne. Is that going to be quite a reward? That ain't to every Christian. That's only to the overcomers. Every Christian ain't going to sit with him in his throne. Only the overcomers. Do you want to be an overcomer? Yes. Yeah. What it takes to get there may be awful, but it will be worth it when we get there someday. Now then, Mark, let's go to Mark 6, 12 through 13. Let's go down just to Mark 6, 12 through 13. And Mark 6, 12, and they went out and preached that men should repent. What am I preaching? Repent of your sins. Am I got a different message than these men? No. And they went out and they preached that men should repent. And after, you notice the order, after they preached repentance, it said, and then they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. Isn't it amazing how the order goes? It's this way all throughout. So when you repent of your sins and we anoint you with oil or pray the prayer of faith over you, God will be merciful to you. He will forgive you and he will heal you. Now then, I'm going to believe that he's going to heal everybody here today that has a need. Because all you got to do is believe his word, believe these promises, and that's just like the young men that come up here on the front row here a few months ago. This young man come in here, they could barely get him in here. I said, what happened to you? He said, I had a stroke.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Best Benefit Package is Jesus, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.